All the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas were once sentient beings. From being sentient beings, they became Buddhas. Buddha said to Akasagarbha in the Sutra of Great Liberation that if you had to save the lives of all the sentient beings of all the worlds, it wouldn't be equal to that of abiding for a moment in the great Dhamma Dhatu. And so you see, Buddha personally spoke about the great merit of abiding in the true nature of mind. And so really, we're not able to conceive of this great merit, not because you don't have the belief, because you don't have the state of realization. We say that our guru is Buddha, but we can't really conceive of this because we don't have the state of realization. We might say to ourselves, Rinpoche is Buddha, Rinpoche is Buddha, Rinpoche is Buddha, or recite the 100-syllable mantra, Om Manja Sata Samaya, and so on, and have an imprint of confession, repentance. This isn't really how we should be practicing. What we should be doing is being in a state, in one, in correspondence, in unity with the Guru. And in this way, Rinpoche is Buddha. If we try and do it from our conceptuality, we will never have the realization of really knowing that Rinpoche is Buddha. Because you really don't know, you can't understand the merit of the Guru, of the Dhamma Dhatu, from our conceptual state of mind. We may say, oh, Rinpoche is benefiting, saving sentient beings, and he's a little bit different from us. However, it looks like the Guru is quite similar to us. What are we doing? We're thinking of it from our state of realization, not from the state of realization of the Guru. And when we're practicing from conceptuality, we are practicing according to numbers. We might recite the Sutra of Great Liberation, recite it again and again and again. However, within our conceptual mind, we have no idea of the vastness of this merit. And this is not the true belief. When we really understand ourselves, then we really understand the Guru. When you really realize the true nature of mind, then you understand that the Guru is Buddha. And so we see that these pith instructions are so important, especially now in these degenerate times. We really don't know how much life we have left, how many days, how many years. We think that we're going to have a lot of time. Still, I suggest that you master these pith instructions, these direct pointing at the mind pith instructions. This is very important. I really wish for you all to attain enlightenment in this lifetime. If you don't, you will still have accumulated merit. However, you still are revolving around in samsara, isn't it? And then we really don't know where we're going to end up in our next life. And then again, in our new life, we generate all sorts of different karma. And then where do we end up? So really, I believe that the safest, the most insurance we have is attaining enlightenment in this lifetime. Now we have the Dharma, we have these pith instructions, our Guru is alive. So why not practice the great perfection now? Why wait until our next life, maybe is another 1,000 years, 10,000 years later, to have this opportunity again? And maybe we have had the opportunity to practice before. However, we're still in samsara, aren't we? Before, there's been cause and effect, we may have met or been in contact with Buddhism before, and still we didn't attain enlightenment. And then where are we going to end up in our next life, and what sort of negative karma are we going to generate again? And then what type of life are we going to have next? Are we going to have the opportunity to practice again? And so really, the safest, the best insurance we have is to really attain enlightenment in this lifetime. We have this Dharma now, we have these pith instructions, why not practice then? Why don't we practice? Maybe it's because our merit isn't sufficient. However, we have these pith instructions of these great gurus, so practice. We've heard the precious teachings of the three words that strike the vital point, the flight of the Garuda, and now this time has passed. And now, what is the best? These pith instructions, pray to the guru, recognize the thoughts, and abide in the true nature of mind. And if you say you're not able to abide in the true nature of mind, well then, you must practice. In terms of learning and studying the Buddhism, haven't we already learned so much? Didn't we put in a lot of effort to do this? And all of these studies really doesn't compare to realizing the true nature of mind. And if you've been practicing the true nature of mind for the last few years, really you won't be in this condition in terms of your practice now. However, it might be a little bit more difficult. Why? Because it is actual practice. And practice is the true path. Practice. Practice well. And if you've lost your mind, then how are you practicing Buddhism? If you've lost the state of the true nature of mind, how are you practicing? If this is the case, then you don't even know whether you are practicing on the path to realization or not. We've lost in terms of knowing our mind, and so this is why we are revolving around in samsara. Now that we are practicing Buddhism, bring the mind home, recognize the thoughts, and abide in the true nature of mind. And if we don't do this, how are we going to attain liberation? How are we going to attain Buddhahood? The practice is not how you're thinking it is. Truly practicing is bringing the realizations into your own mind. It's not staying in the state of conceptuality. And practicing these Trekchor Path instructions and Togo Path instructions, they are not the ultimate result. The ultimate result is realizing the Dhammadhatu clarity of our own mind. In this respect, I wish for everybody to practice well. Use this merit of yours and practice. If you don't have the merit, what can we do? No matter what we teach, what we say, it doesn't help. And then what you might be doing is going down another road. Are we going down the same road? Sometimes I feel like we are going on a different road. So I really wish that we are all traveling on the same road. And which road or which path should we be on is the same path as that of our guru. In the beginning, when we don't understand Buddhism, it is a little bit complicated. We don't understand impermanence and cause and effect. And then afterwards, we bring this all back and we practice the pith instructions, the direct pointing at the mind pith instructions. And the more we practice, the simpler it gets. The more we practice, the simpler it gets. And then eventually, all that we are practicing is supporting the true nature of mind, and there's no other Dharma that we're practicing. And what is practice? Practice is supporting the true nature of mind. This is practice. Who is going to save us? Only our own realization of our state of Dhammadhatu is going to save us. In the last year, how many great masters have left us? The Guru will leave us. His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche has left us. His Holiness Jigme Ponsok has left us. And if the Guru is left, how are we going to practice? What are we going to do? As Marpa said, when the Guru is there, we don't have any belief. When the Guru is gone, then we have belief. This belief in the Guru doesn't just come from nowhere. It comes through practice, through meditation. And the closer and closer we get to the state of realization of Rigpa, then when we think of the Guru and the state of realization as something that happened almost instantaneously. And when it happens instantaneously, this is what we call being in unity with the Guru. And then our liberation is also happening at the same time. We think, can it be so simple, so easy? Yes, it is so simple and easy. Whether or not you can believe this, this is up to you. All the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas attained enlightenment through their own realization of their own true nature of mind. When your mind has attained realization, then you attain rainbow body. When your mind is attachment, ignorance, aversion, then this doesn't happen. Many of the people, when they die, I see practitioners as well, the way they die. They go, and when they die, they don't even realize that they have died, even for the whole 49 days after their death. They lose their consciousness, and then they gain their awareness again, and they're looking for their family, their house, all of the things that they have so much attachment to, so much grasping, and then pass out again, and again looking in the same way again. And all of this is happening in this bardo. They again pass out, lose consciousness, and then again come around again and start searching again for their family, their home, all of these things that they're so attached to the east, to the west, all over the place, in all directions. And then they return to their room, and then again they look at their corpse. And this happens for the full 49 days, and I see this as well for practitioners.
And they haven't died. Normally, they've really died in a lot of fear. And they were also studying and reciting mantras. However, their mind never calmed down, settled down, and practiced. They don't know who they themselves are. They might be learning Buddhism. However, within their mind, they don't know who they are. Still lost and confused. And if you're practicing Buddhism like this, being very diligent, very conscientious, in places where there are a lot of obstacles and the climate is very harsh and we really experience a lot of hard times, and this is the result, then what is this all for? All of these hardships to bring what result? And so really, everybody, reflect well and practice these pith instructions well.